I couldn't believe that a non-Muslim can be a Muslim. And alhamdulillah, I got a dream at that time. I was crying that evening so much. I said, how is it possible that people in war countries, in Afghanistan, Iraq, a lot of countries, they are not crying as much what I was doing, and they were more happy than I was. So, and I also wanted to have that feeling, the strength of the power of is a religion, of Islam. And I said, I didn't think it was possible. Just I had a dream. I didn't know it, but it was in the Ramadan, in the Laylat al-Qadr. And this dream was that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in my dream, and he was giving me the Quran. And then he said, don't be afraid. You are going to be a good Muslim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins. So in the next month, I met a lady from Indonesia, and she gave me the Quran. And then I was reading it, and just all the sadness was falling off my shoulders. And then I decided really to become a Muslim. Then I also found the self-respect I didn't have in a long time. People are always thinking that if you are having your hair like this and having makeup, that you are feeling fine. But I didn't feel good on that time, because I was always worried about how am I looking like now? I mean, am I looking good? How are the people thinking? And now I'm wearing the hijab. I don't care anymore. I just think what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thinks. I'm coming from Holland, the Netherlands, just a small country in Europe. And every time I had the chance, and it didn't work out. I wanted to do something instead of the time that I wasn't there at Imam Hussein or something. I couldn't help him then, and now it's the time to help him out. Now we are walking to Karbala, and we are nearby, inshallah. We started in Najaf, but some people are starting in other places, like Basra started already the week before. It's a special day for the 40th day of grieving of Imam Hussein al-Islam. I didn't expected that I was going to walk this long, really, because I've always pain in my muscles, always I am complaining, I can't walk a lot or picking things up because of the pain. But now, alhamdulillah, I'm not feeling the pain. So yeah, it's very special to walk up here and feeling a little bit like Sayyida Zainab al-Islam.
من حالی کردم توی مسیر داره تو هیچ جا پیدا نمیشه، هیچ جا آدم این حس و حالو نداره، اصلا آرامش که این مسیر داره رو هیچ جا نداره، هیچ جای جهان.
And you can't see it in Holland. It's really, they have the money, they will help you with the money, the government, but still it's not. I'm choosing more for the life here, no matter if the toilet is difficult for me, but then a life who was so cold, it's really cold in Holland, and then that life really. I want to have the warmness up here. Really. This time, alhamdulillah, Imam Hussein has not chosen me. This is the infinite. invitation of Imam Hussein al-Islam. Invitation of Imam Hussein al-Islam.